This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Thousands of people rallied on the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem on Saturday night as anti-government protesters joined forces with demonstrators calling for a deal to return the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Joseph Yair Angel is one of the protesters.
I'm very sad that from the 7th of October till now, not all the Israelis are back home. I call everybody in the world, the Israeli government, and everybody in the world who can do something to bring back our hostages, do it now.
Several protesters were taken away by security forces as demonstrators gathered around a large bonfire, holding placards and waving Israeli flags. The demonstrators are demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reach a ceasefire agreement with the Palestinian militant group to bring the remaining 101 hostages home. Democratic vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz spoke to the Human Rights Campaign annual national dinner in Washington, D.C. Saturday, where he said Republicans are more interested in banning books than weapons in schools.
Folks are banning books, but they're okay with weapons of war being in our schools. Look, that's not this country. It doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't happen elsewhere. We're going to make sure our children are seen, they bring their authentic selves, and then we're going to make sure they're safe when they get there. So thank you all.
His address comes as Kamala Harris leads the former President Donald Trump nationally 45% to 41% in a Reuters Ipsos survey published on August 29th. It also comes after multiple mass shootings in the past few days. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day.